Hi, and welcome to the first installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and we're talking with Chris Himmendinger, co-author of the highly popular book SaaS for Dummies. Chris, thank you for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
To start off with, can you give us a little background on why you decided to write SaaS for Dummies?
Sure. It was mostly a matter of being at the right place at the right time. My co-author, Stephen McDaniel, had been working on the book for quite some time already, and I was involved from the beginning as a reviewer, not as a co-author. However, as often happens in the publishing biz, it needed to get done quicker than it was on track for, and so I was invited to be a co-author, and I was excited to join the team as a co-author to help finish up the book.
Can you tell us who your target audience is for this book? Did you have a specific person in mind or specific experience?
Well, of course, it is a dummies book, and so most dummies books do target beginners, people who don't know a whole lot about the subject matter but want to learn something about it. In our case, people who want to learn SaaS, who may not know SaaS already, often include people who work at companies who have just adopted using SaaS, and now as part of their job they need to learn how to use SaaS. Also, students who are taking statistics courses or business analytics courses may need to learn how to use SaaS, and this book would serve them as well. It also may serve those people who have used SaaS for a long time, but don't know a whole lot about some of the newer, more friendly user interface products that we have. And if you're a longtime SaaS programmer but haven't kept up on some of our newer business intelligence tools, this would be a great introduction for you as well.
What do you hope that readers will take away from this book?
Mostly, I'd like people to take away, first of all, how approachable SaaS can be. In the past, SaaS has been known as a programming language. And so in order to use SaaS and exploit its power, you've had to be willing to invest the time to learn a programming language. But it doesn't need to be that way. And in the SaaS for Dummies book, we point out all of the ways that you can use SaaS without having to learn how to program. Now, if you want to learn how to program, you can, and you can do even more with some programming skills. But there's a whole lot you can do even without having to write a lick of code.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences using SaaS?
Sure. I've worked for SaaS for about 14 years. I began at SaaS as a writer in the publications division. And of course, right at the beginning, I began using SaaS because everyone who works at SaaS uses SaaS. We use our own products just for our internal processes at SaaS. So it's a big advantage to learn SaaS when you work at SaaS. Now that I work on products like SaaS Enterprise Guide and the SaaS Add-in for Office, I use SaaS on a daily basis, not only to facilitate the production of those pieces of software, but also to test and exercise those pieces of software.
Do you have any thoughts about the publishing process? You mentioned sort of getting behind schedule. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit to how this process worked for you.
Well, because I joined the project late and it was already in a sort of a scheduling crunch, we had several chapters yet to write. And with the schedule being what it was, we had to do pretty much a chapter every 2 weeks for a few months. Now, writing a chapter involves not only writing the text, but then running it by a panel of technical reviewers, provided great feedback on the content, as well as our editor reviewers at both Wiley and at SAS. The editors provided great feedback on sort of the style and the organization. So really, I had a very positive experience, albeit accelerated, throughout the production process.
Do you have any advice you'd like to share for potential authors?
Writing a book about your area of expertise is a great way to share what you know. The great thing about SaaS is that it's such a broad set of tools and applications that it's impossible for one person to know everything about it. But it is very possible for one person to know a lot about specific parts. So it's one of those things that people can build up valuable expertise in certain areas and help other users, customers, colleagues benefit from your knowledge. I highly recommend it. If you have the ambition to write a book, the process is, I think, straightforward. The people that you work with at SaaS Press and whoever's involved tend to be very professional and do everything they can to facilitate your progress.
You have a very strong presence in the blogging community. Can you tell us a little bit about your SaaS blog?
Sure. At SAS, we just recently entered the blogosphere in official sense. We've actually been doing some internal blogging at SAS, communicating among ourselves for quite some time. But just recently, we've started to put some blogs out on our external website for our customers and prospective customers and, well, whoever wants to read them. So I have one that's called The SAS Dummy. It's at blogs.sas.com/SAS Dummy. And I like to write about things that I like to read about, SAS tips, things that I find interesting that are going on in the industry, all with a sort of a SAS bend. I also enjoy sharing some concepts illustrated in video. So if you go to my blog, you'll see links to a couple of YouTube videos where I've tried to express some SAS concepts through the art of motion picture.
Thank you, Chris. We've been talking with Chris Hemmendinger, co-author of SAS for Dummies. This podcast is part of the SAS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.